Well, good morning. Today I'm going to tell you about grasshoppers. Do you like grasshoppers? Yeah, they're fun to catch, aren't they? Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do they eat? Yeah, they eat grass and any green things, right? Well, this story happened many years ago. There had been several years of dry, and finally they had a good year, and this one farmer who was an Adventist farmer, he had his best crops in years. And he says, "Sunday, I'm going to start harvesting." And he was checking the big horses to make sure the shoes were right, and he was checking the equipment so everything would be ready. And Friday afternoon, someone came over in a panic that says, "Get out in the fields now. There's a plague of grasshoppers coming. They're going to eat everything." And he says, "You're going to have to harvest all night long, and it'll probably be here sometime tomorrow." And he said, "But, you know, it's Sabbath." And he talked to his wife, and she says, "You know, it's Sabbath." And he says, "Yeah." And she says, "And besides, you know that the minister is out of town this week, and you're the elder, and you're supposed to give the sermon tomorrow." And he says, "Well, what am I going to do?" He says, "If I lose these crops, I'm going to be broke, and I don't have enough money to pay the loans, and we're going to be out." And she says, "Are we going to trust God?" And he got to thinking about that, and he changed his sermon to about Job. Job trusted God. Job was a rich man. He had a lot of camels. He had donkeys. He had sheep. He had cattle. He had a lot of things. And he lost it all in one day. But he still trusted God. And he talked about that. And he says, what we learn from Job is that even when things don't go right, we still know we trust God. And as they went out of the church that day, he looked off to the south, and he could see it was fairly clear. And a number of the farmers that had come to church lived to the south of town, and they were so happy. They said, "Brother, you've made a miracle. The grasshoppers aren't taking our farms." And they looked to the north where his place was, and he could see the swarm of grasshoppers, a big brown cloud. And he started heading home in the old car, and it was hot weather, but they had to roll the windows up. They were driving through all these grasshoppers. And as they were coming close to his farm, guess what he saw? Turkeys. Lots and lots of turkeys. Now, there was a stream, and he knew there were some turkeys down there, but he didn't know there were that many turkeys in the whole state, let alone on his field. And they were out there, and you know what turkeys like to eat? Insects. Bugs and things. And they were running everywhere, and they were grabbing grasshoppers, and they were running all through his field, and they were grabbing the grasshoppers. And you know those turkeys saved his fields? And that because so many people had lost their fields, his fields were worth more. And the Lord had blessed him for his blessings. And people asked him, he said, "Well, the Lord really blessed you." And he said, "But you know what?" He said, "Even if he hadn't, I'd have still trusted him." Okay, let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you that you can be trusted, and we pray that we can trust you whether things go right or whether things go wrong. We will trust you. We praise your holy name. Amen.